This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. My guest today, Mark Anthony, is the author of The Afterlife Frequency, the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. It is life-changing. And for someone that kind of walks in that area, I know how life-changing it has been for me. Mark delves deep into it and in a way that anybody can understand it. So without further ado, welcome. Welcome to Soulful Living, Mark. I'm so glad you're here with me today.
Thank you, Terry. I'm honored to be here. And I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I really loved, first of all, the title of the book, and I loved the research that I did on your work and listening to some of the clips and the videos and how you make it so much easier for people to understand that maybe don't necessarily believe in psychic or mediumship or the energy of all of it. And you clearly define it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that because there's many reasons and many really synchronistic events that went into writing this book. But it kind of starts when I was 8 years old. And my dad and my mom were both mediums. They both had these abilities. My dad was a Navy SEAL who had become a NASA engineer. Mom was a commercial illustrator. And, you know, my dad worked with astronauts in space. So when I was a little kid, he was my hero. And I remember one night we were looking at the stars and I was always asking questions like, why is this? How is this? You know, and he said, Mark, there is no such thing as a mystery. There are only questions for which we do not yet have the answer.
Oh, I love that.
And he said, if enough research, enough funding, enough dedication is put into anything, you're going to find the answer. And he said that it will be explainable through science. And so that's why I wrote this book, because people think that what you do as a shaman, what I do as a medium, is either we're making it up, which clearly we're not, or it's some kind of hocus pocus or magic. But there's a delivery system. There is a reason how and why everything happens. And this doesn't take away from the spiritual component of it. It merely explains it. And so what I found, Terry, is in the different forms of what I call interdimensional communication, spirit communication, spirit contact. Okay. And you know, before we went on the air, you know, we were chatting and you said, well, you know, I want to go wherever spirit guides me. And it's like, perfect, because people have been looking at the different forms of spirit communication like a salad bar. Okay, mediumship's over here, shamanism's over here, energy healing's over there, near-death experiences are here, out-of-body experiences, deathbed visions, and they're not. They all have a common denominator, which is energy. And I know that in our field, people are like, oh, energy this and energy that. But when you start understanding energy from a quantum physics standpoint, we realize that everything is energy. And if you indulge me just for a moment, that everything is molecules. Everything is made of molecules. We all learn that in school. Molecules are made of atoms. Atoms are made of smaller particles known as electrons, protons, and neutrons. And they are in turn made of a smaller particle, the most basic unit, the most basic building block of everything in our dimension, our material world, is quantum. And quanta is electromagnetic energy. Okay, for the physics people, technically an electron is a quantum. Okay, so I want to clarify that because, you know, we'll get somebody saying, oh, you know.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, but what that means is that everything at its most basic level is electromagnetic energy. In other words, this book, The Afterlife Frequency, may be an inanimate object, but it is energy. And all energy on the subatomic level has a frequency that vibrates. So that means my book, you and me, Terry, the air we're breathing, the light we're seeing, the radio waves this show is being transmitted on, the space between the Earth and the sun, the nuclear reactions of the sun, all of that is on the same basic level, electromagnetic energy, and they all vibrate at different frequencies. So that's how all these spiritual phenomenon, interdimensional communication, have a common denominator, but that's how and why we're all linked and connected. And I think it's important that we understand this. And the beauty of living in the time that we do, Terry, is that we now have quantum physics to prove this.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you talk about, which you just kind of touched on, was that higher levels and lower levels, and even how, we'll use the word the spirit realm, or, you know, the afterlife, how they're at this higher level and we are at this lower level, and they can access, come through to access us because they're at that higher level.
Exactly. The way I like to explain it, which you just did, is think of our world as AM radio. So we're vibrating at this frequency. The afterlife frequency, the other side, is FM radio. So you have two energetic systems, both with energy, vibration, frequency. And when you get an overlap, an alignment of frequency, that's when you get the spirit communication, whether it's through a medium or whether you get a visitation in a dream or a loved one speaks to you, whether you have a near-death experience where somebody dies and they go, their consciousness goes into the light and they encounter deceased loved ones and even something greater that we could call the divine, the power we call God. People have out-of-body experiences. And all of these operate on the same principle, which is energy transfer and frequency alignment.
I love that you used the radio. When I hold drum circles and I'm teaching people how to journey, I tell them about the drum. And I'm like, think of the drum as the phone ringing in another realm saying, oh, there's Terry. Let's go down and get her. And that's what I think about that higher frequency that you talk about in the book, is that they're hearing a ring. They're sensing, whatever you want to call it. You know, your description is different than that. They're sensing it, though, that energy, and they drop in, and here we are. How do people become more aware and open to paying attention to those vibrations?
You know, I saw a funny post on Facebook recently, and it was all these people sitting in a public park, and they're all playing on their cell phones like this. Mm-hmm. And it's all these people sitting on benches, and you see Bigfoot walking behind them. And the caption reads, "This is why there have been no recent pictures of Bigfoot."
distracted.
Everybody is distracted, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a line in Harry Potter that I really love where Hermione says, "Muggles created technology and the internet because they don't have magic." You know, and so we have
I
know, isn't that cool?
We
have all these, this miraculous technology, but on the downside is it's created a whole lot of distractions for us. We become reliant on it, and we're so, our head is so filled with zap action. I mean, we're bombarded by information on the internet, on TV, and all of these distractions that we're tuning things out. And so to answer your question directly, how do people become more aware? And throughout my book, The Afterlife Frequency, I explain about situational awareness. That was something my dad, the Navy SEAL, really hammered into me. Mm-hmm. You just don't walk into a room. You just don't go into the ocean. You just don't go anywhere and not pay attention to what's around you. Observe things. Any first responder, anybody in the military is going to talk to you about situational awareness. But I found in, you know, growing up as a medium, having parents who are mediums, that we have to expand that beyond just the physical to where we begin to pick up on the subtle nuances, the impulses, the frequency alignment with spirits. Because spirits are not here to control us or to harm us or to scare us. They're here to present guidance, messages of love, healing, and resolution. Mm. And sometimes those messages will include a warning of a person, place, or thing to avoid that could potentially be dangerous. And so I give some exercises in the book. Plus, I explain my four-step raft technique. Could you indulge me and let me explain how I came up with the raft technique?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you did, because that was my next question here was, okay, let's talk about the raft. We're going to ride the raft for a minute.
okay, so here I am in my, this is my office. Here I am in my office, and I'm working on how do I explain to people who aren't mediums or psychics per se that we can all benefit from a spiritual experience and we can all have that contact. I couldn't come up with a thing, Terry. So I had that dreaded writer's block. You know, anyone that's written even a, you know, a term paper or an article, and much less a book, all knows about writer's block. So I thought, all right, let me clear my head. I'm going to go for a walk on the beach because I live near the ocean. So I'm walking down my driveway and I get these tingles. All right. So, okay, tingles. I know that that's electromagnetic activity.
Yeah.
So I immediately do an about face and head in a different direction. I thought I was going to be walking on the beach, but now I figure, all right, let me go walk on this bike path near my house. Then around 11 in the morning, I'm walking down the bike path and I see these two objects shining in the sun. And I walk over and it's a nickel and a penny. And I go to pick them up and I hear my mom's voice. All right, now both my parents are in spirit. And mom's voice says, if their head's down, it's bad luck. And I start laughing because, you know, that part of my family is of Italian descent. And, you know, we have a superstition for all occasions, you know, ladders, black cats. Oh, my God, don't break a mirror, you know.
Yeah.
And then I hear my dad's voice. It's money. Grab it. So I'm laughing and I'm holding this nickel and this penny in my hand. I go, oh, 6 cents. Six cents. I'm like, okay. They're trying to tell me something. And I get these chills and tingles intensify. Then in my mind's eye, I see an image of my father standing in the ocean up to his waist, holding this blue canvas raft that he used to go body surfing on it. And, you know, when we'd play in the ocean with it. And I'm thinking, what is he showing me? Raft. And then it hit me. Teach people how to recognize signs from spirits, accept the contact as real, feel it without overthinking it, and then trust the message. That was it. Raft. So I ran back. The words flew out of me. Writer's block, long gone. The raft technique. And so, and it's interesting because the raft technique and how I arrived at it is a perfect example of how to use it. So when you get those tingles or those feelings, or gosh, I feel somebody around, or this thought comes to you, that this powerful feeling, you have to recognize that that's a sign from a spirit. Accept it as real. Give yourself permission to have it.
Yeah.
Feel it without overthinking it. Now, this is where people go wrong. They overthink it. Oh, this is just my imagination. Oh, it's a grief-induced hallucination. Oh, this is what I want. I call that, this is drawing on my legal background, cross-examining the experience, okay? You cross-examine it. Oh, that can't be it. You would have me believe this, you know, and that's how we negate it. So get that out of there. Feel it without overthinking it, and then trust in the message. And the trust part is also very important, because in this crazy world that we're living in now, and the world's always been crazy, it's just that, you know, we're aware of it because of technology. There are people who are going around, like you're a shaman, Terry, but there are people who are saying, oh, I'm a shaman, and because I'm a shaman, that tells me I'm getting messages to start an insurrection or to start a violent protest, or people who twist religions to justify homicide, explosions, murder, suicide bombings. Those are not messages from spirits. Those are not messages from the divine. Those are the direct result of a person's ego edging God out.
Yep.
And the ego, and what it is, the people that do these things, they have a political agenda or a financial agenda, and they're looking for a moral justification to commit acts of anger, bigotry, hatred, and violence. Those are acts of the ego. Acts from spirits, messages from spirits, are about peace, love, healing, resolution, protection. And that's how you can tell the difference. So when you get to the T part of raft, realize spirits aren't telling you, hey, go blow up a building. Okay.
Right.
That is never a message. I mean, when did you ever hear Buddha or Jesus say, go smite your enemies and cut their heads off? Okay. They don't.
No.
They don't, because they're all about love, peace, love, and understanding.
Yeah. No suicide bombers, no going into a building and killing a bunch of people. Instead, go in and love, go in and send more love. I think I like to share with my clients, it's always a benevolent message. It's a benevolent, loving message. If you get anything different, it is exactly what you said. It's the ego's way. And trust it. Don't judge it. You know, I, for myself, when I find that, like, they'll tell me something and I'm like, that can't be real. And then I have to stop and say, wait, who am I to disagree? Do I really think that this ego of mine knows more than what they have to say? And if I go against what they have to say, it doesn't turn out. It's not. If I go with the flow of being with that divine information, that benevolent information, then it's always on target.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
On target.
Yeah. You know, the ego, and I know there's, like, in the New Age field, like, ego is about fear and all fear is bad and all love is good. And it's not that simplistic.
It's not.
Okay. A fear of sticking your hand into a bucket full of rattlesnakes is a very good fear to have. Okay.
Yes.
And falling in love with a sociopath is not a pleasant or positive experience.
Yes.
You know, so we also have to realize that, you know, because so many times in the New Age field, I hear all love good, all fear bad. No, you got to teach a child to be afraid of hot, because you don't want your child touching a stove or getting burned in some way. And also, you know, with love is a very difficult and yet simple thing.
Yeah.
And I like that old expression, if you let a bird go and it flies away, it was, you know, it doesn't come back, it was never yours, but if it does, it always was. And it's the same thing with our heart. You can't make somebody love you. You can't force somebody to love you. But love is an energy. And there's a Hindu saying, and I read this in a book about the Beatle George Harrison, who was a Hindu. And he said that when you look in the eyes of someone you love, who truly loves you, you catch a glimpse of God.
Mm.
Because that energy, that love energy, is God.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I heard somebody one time say something like, the opposite of love is love. Fear is itself, but the opposite of love is love. If you want things to change, love more. Just keep loving more. And like you were talking about in the beginning, Buddha and Jesus, they would love more. That's it. They would just love more. Continue to show up in that way.
And it's hard. You know, it's hard.
Really hard.
You know, it's
we're human.
We're human. And you know, people think we're in the New Age field and we're running around flinging flowers at people, singing namaste. And it's like, you know, we do have to function in the real world. And the test of all that is, it's very easy to be enlightened.
Yeah.
When you're on a mountaintop. Well, let's say you're on a mountaintop in Sedona, you know, those beautiful orange, you know, mountains. And I'm like, oh, I'm so at peace in the universe. All right, well, let's see how at peace in the universe you are when you're stuck in a traffic jam in L.A. All right,
right.
Now there's a whole different paradigm there, and that's where, and this is the challenge, you know, when every major belief system, every belief system has their version of the golden rule, you know, treat
yeah.
people the way you want to be treated. I say it boils down to this, be nice. Well, it's easy to say that. It's
right.
much more challenging to do it. And so these are some of the lessons that you will learn when you engage in the interdimensional communication, whether it's shamanism, mediumship, near-death experiences, shared death, deathbed visions, you come away from all that to see the interconnectedness between all of us, and that it is the ego that causes us to do negative things. Because whenever you hurt somebody's feelings or you do something awful, were you acting out of love? Or were you acting out of me, me, me? And so when you start to see that, and nobody is immune from that. Nobody's immune from that. It happens to all of us. We're all a work in progress.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine. So one thing we touched on very briefly was that in one of your lives here on the planet, you're an attorney. And could you imagine telling one of your criminals, oh, you just have to love more, right? Oh, you just have to love more, right? No, that is not a real tool that's going to work for them.
No, it isn't.
That type of enlightenment, right?
Well, you know, there were times when I would have sort of philosophical discussions with some of my criminal clients, you know, and I said, you know, do unto others before they do unto you. And I remember one guy says, well, my thought is do unto them before they do it to you. And it's like, right. No, that's...
that's not what I meant.
That's not that, you know, oh gosh, I have so many stories, some, you know, really horrifying, some funny. And I do put some of those in the afterlife frequency because, you know, I want people to understand that I do live in the real world. You know, we all live, you know, because I was at a paranormal. I've spoken at a number of paranormal conferences, but I was at a spiritual conference and the discussion of that horrible organization, ISIS, had come up. And somebody said, well, we can get them to stop. We just need to raise our vibration.
That's
and it's like,
easy.
Really? No, it's not that easy. You think they're going to stop beheading thousands of people because you're sending happy thoughts?
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, I've been in the trenches. I've sat across the table from people who were handcuffed, okay? And they looked at me and said, if I weren't handcuffed, I'd slit your throat.
Wow.
And they meant it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, because a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums go around, oh, everything's lovely, like attracts like, and all this. And it's like, you know, love is so important. We have to love ourselves, not narcissism, but love ourselves, love others, treat people with love. But that doesn't mean being naive. And that ties into the spiritual situational awareness that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
You know, you've got to, when you, especially these days, you go into a public setting, you've got to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine that had been in Israel. And this is before all the mass shootings and things like that had started in the U.S. And he said that, he goes, look over there. There's a pile of luggage. He said, in Israel, If there's a group, if there's a bunch of unattended luggage, he goes, the police are on top of that right now because chances are there's a bomb in it.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, and spiritually, energetically, when you practice the raft method, you can walk into a room and be able to feel more of that, to pay attention, not to the luggage and the bomb, right? But you can look around the room and kind of get a sense for the energy in the room and be able to tell whether it's going to flow in the way that you anticipate it. If it's, you know, for lack of a better word, more of a positive feeling, because that's what people, you know, people glean towards, or if there's something in there that doesn't just set right, and pay attention to that.
Exactly. And that's why the raft technique is so important. And that's one of the teaching modalities in the afterlife frequency, because, you know, there's a practical aspect to spirituality. You know, being spiritual isn't about just sitting on a mountain. Look, if you get a chance to sit on top of a mountain anywhere and just groove with the beauty of it, absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But being spiritual doesn't mean that you spend your life on the top of that mountain. We've got to take that serenity and bring it with us into the traffic jam in LA or Cleveland or Pittsburgh or wherever you are, and realize, I heard a funny saying, realize that the person in the car in front of you is not your enemy.
Yeah. Well, and it reminded me of Thich Nhat Hanh and peace with every step.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, if true peace is to be able to remain calm among the chaos, right? And that's as you develop the techniques and use the books from the afterlife frequency, you'll be able to walk with a little bit more peace, hopefully, right? That's the glean, and be able to connect with the spirits, because as you point out in the book, everybody has that potential. They have that potential to do so.
Yes. Yes, and the book is not about turning everybody into a medium, but increasing your spiritual situational awareness, because not everybody is a medium or a psychic, right. Just like not everybody is an Olympic swimmer, not everybody is a mathematician, not everybody is a concert pianist. I can bang around on a piano and I can swim and I can balance my checkbook, but that doesn't mean I'm going to turn into Billy Joel, Michael Phelps, or Elon Musk.
Right. I would like you to stay just who you are. I really appreciate your work, Mark. Don't try to be Elon Musk.
Right. And it's funny, it's like, being who you are is a full-time job. I remember when you're a kid and you're socializing and people say, well, just be yourself. Well, I was a kid that saw dead people,
was
a little bit awkward, but I kept that to myself because my parents told me, just talk about it to us.
With
people,
us.
Yeah. People don't understand. And I certainly understood that as I got older, that not everybody's mommy and daddy were like mine. I've always enjoyed watching TV. I never resonated with the Brady Bunch. I was more in tune with the Addams Family.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And Nancy Drew. I liked a little bit of the detective stuff too, right? Okay, well, we're down to the wire. We only have like a minute left, and I feel like this conversation could go on for hours and that everybody would glean some insight from it that they could take out into the day, which leads me to this. First of all, listeners, Mark Anthony, Medium Mark Anthony, he has a show on Thursdays. What's the time? Give us a little insight on that.
7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, The Psychic and the Doc. And if you want to find out about my show, how to tune into it, sign up for my newsletter, schedule a reading with me, and order my book, please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. I wanted to make it easy. And Terry, my book was released on October 12th, and within the first 2 weeks, it's hit number one bestseller status on Amazon.
Wow. I
received notification. It's been submitted for a Pulitzer Prize.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Then I found out that film legend Shirley MacLaine recommended it in her most recent newsletter, which oh my God, I was so honored. And then over the weekend, this last weekend, my publisher informed me it's already in a second printing. And so that's within 2 weeks of the release. And
congratulations.
All I can say is thank you to everybody for your love and support. I am so humbled and so honored by this. And if you want to find out more, kindly visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com.
Thank you. Well, and I love that you dedicated it to Shirley. She is definitely a front runner on getting all of this spiritual stuff out there. So thank you for that. Okay. I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought they can take out into the day to empower them or elevate their soul. What would that be for you, Mark?
A 5-point message. The divine power that we call God, whatever you want to refer to that energy, exists. That our soul, which I term the electromagnetic soul, is an immortal living being. That heaven, nirvana, the afterlife exists. That we can communicate with souls of our loved ones who have left this world, and that we will be reunited with our loved ones in the light when it is our time to leave the material world.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for being here with me today and sharing your passion, your life, your story, your love. I really appreciate that. And listeners, don't forget, tune in, afterlifefrequency.com.